You are now listening to a Rabble Press podcast.
Definitely some... keeps it nice and floppy.
Clock out, come home, and drink away. To bash and burn the weekly plays. Douchey calls and sweaty balls, this is Scotch Sporting.
I like this the forge fucking... gear going on, I love this.
You recognized it, did you?
Well, of course I did, I live in this city.
Champions, baby.
Okay, so...
And show the logo real quick, and then we'll get back to Obi-Wan. The logo on your hat.
Oh.
Does that not look like HJ?
It does look like HJ.
It looks like a hockey stick?
Yeah.
Well, we all know what an HJ is.
Chris knows.
All too well. All too well. We're bringing it back, huh? Oh, boy.
Everything comes back to that terrible HJ.
Oh.
Okay. We've all had a bad one.
We've all been there.
It's genderless. All of us have had terrible.
Yes.
Terrible times with hands down there, and we've gone. Please stop. Anyways, so Obi-Wan Kenobi. Speaking of having sex, let's talk about nerd things.
Right.
I am a Star Wars fan.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite movie? I think you've told me in the past, but what's your favorite one?
You're not gonna like it.
She seems like Return
of the Jedi.
Yeah.
I have no problem with people saying Jedi is their favorite one because Jedi is the most like action oriented one.
It's fun. It's the most fun.
When they released
Ewok
it in the theater.
Died.
They released it in the theater a couple months ago, and I saw it in the theater. It is such a great theater movie.
I thought the new ones, the like Phantom Menace, the Jar Jar ones,
mm-hmm.
were like too far in the swing of kid movies.
Yeah.
And obviously I adore the OG 3.
Of course.
But I think Return of the Jedi for me hit that perfect line of being a genuinely good movie and being silly and fun.
Yep. Yeah. I never have a problem with people saying Jedi is their favorite because
my brother texted from England saying I've let the girls watch Phantom Menace.
Mm-hmm.
They're 10 and 8.
Oh boy, they love Jar Jar, don't they?
His message was, I didn't realize what a clawingly stupid movie it is. And I will say what I have said, I believe, on this podcast. When we did this movie, Mark, you might have joined for Bad Movie Night. We did Phantom Menace.
No, I was not there for that one. I wish I was.
It's a boring movie.
That's not.
It's a lot of trade talks.
It's
a
long.
Lot of like, hey, let's make a kid movie about political intrigue.
Yeah.
And do it poorly.
Because it doesn't work on either thing. It's not a good political, drama. It's not a fun kids movie. It's like it's bad at both things it tries to be.
And please,
then they have Duels of Fates, and that's like, okay, I like that.
And then you're like, fine. And like,
the third act is very much like the third act of Return of the Jedi, where they got the space battle, the lightsaber battle, the ground battle, just worse.
And
except the lightsaber battle is pretty good.
My brother's text was, good gravy, Liam Neeson is really giving it his all. Like, please watch that movie and be like, you cannot tell him Liam Neeson is not in, like, fucking Gandhi or No Country for Old Men. Like, he is acting the shit out of that movie.
I'm sorry if I'm spoiling this for you, Tay, but he's in the Obi-Wan show. Like, he's in the last scene of the Obi-Wan show.
Like, as a ghost, though.
As a ghost, yeah. But he's like, hey, we got a lot to do. And it's like, he loved being in that movie. And it sucks that they killed him, because...
Spoiler.
Well, now we know. Lightsaber to chest.
Lightsaber to chest don't kill you anymore.
What?
Only in that movie. There's been three people stabbed through the chest with a lightsaber in these shows. Two people in Obi-Wan and one person in the new Ahsoka show. And literally like, oh, we're fine.
Okay, my quick point, and then I have another very related question, is I love Star Wars. I didn't ask for the Obi-Wan movie because I kind of was like, well, we sort of know exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
but I understand your idea of I want a movie of him just fucking sitting with that,
like living with the years. Living with the failure, living with the guilt, living with the I have to protect Luke at all costs.
That's we didn't get that.
We didn't get that. No, we got Chase Leia around for three episodes. It was a weird choice.
Okay, and then my actual question for you,
uh-huh,
to bring Gabe into it, because we are still playing Fortnite and this is going to be a skin soon. Who asked for that show?
What show?
The Okasha.
Ahsoka? Ahsoka? Oh, so me and Mark were literally just talking about this.
Who asked for this one?
Ahsoka is a show for me.
Okay.
Because I'm like diehard, right? I've mm-hmm. watched Clone Wars. I've watched Rebels. This Ahsoka is literally Rebels season 5.
Okay.
So they went from animation to live action.
They recreate that last scene from the show.
They did.
Because I'm like, this is the side character from those scenes in the terrible two other movies.
Well, she was in 7 seasons of Clone Wars and 3 seasons of Rebels. So there's
she not in the Hayden Christensen movies?
No.
No.
None of who's them. The Jedi I hate with the huge fucking things around her face then?
But well, I don't remember her name.
She's blue?
No.
Ahsoka's not blue.
Ahsoka's orange.
Who's the blue one with the big horns?
Oh, well, I don't remember what her name is.
I hate them most of all.
Real big horns, though.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Gabe, can you do me a favor? In the OBS or the VOD Ninja, it's sending audio through that, too. Just mute it on there.
Oh, my God. You've been on this podcast before.
I just want to enjoy this Inter-Miami game while I talk to you guys.
Oh.
Yeah. Why hasn't Messi scored yet? What the fuck?
How many times has he scored?
He just had none. A free kick, but he missed.
He missed? Yeah. Fucking ship him out of town. Well,
by missed, it got saved. I mean, not missed. He hit the net.
Ship has anyone scored? Out of
town. No, 0-0.
Okay, because there was a boost on 365. That you had to dig to find that was he would be the first goal scorer.
Still possible. Still possible.
Anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Even so is the Okasha
Ahsoka
movie out?
Yeah, the first three episodes are out.
Or the show, sorry?
Yes, the first three episodes are out, and they are spectacular. This is so far... I loved the first season of Mandalorian. I loved the second season of Mandalorian. So far, this is better. And I'm hoping that it gets even better-er.
Here's a question, and not to shit on Star Wars again.
More better, even.
I don't want to shit on Star Wars. I want to shit on George Lucas and the problems he created for himself with Phantom Menace and the other three.
Mm-hmm.
So Phantom Menace and the other three. So if we go by Luke is born at the end of that third movie of the newer.
Yes. And Padme dies of sadness.
She just dies of being real bummed out. And the meme of no was born.
Right.
Right. So and Luke at the beginning of A New Hope is 18
or 19. I think it's 18 or 19.
Let's just say 20 for benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
And no one has any fucking idea about the Jedi. This has always been my problem. And he didn't have to do things this way. I think he wrote himself into that hole.
Because it was only 20 years and nobody remembers what the Jedi... Like I remember 20 years ago.
I remember what happened 20 years from now.
20 years ago was the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh boy. So I think all of these shows, The Mandalorian,
Ahsoka,
the Obi-Wan Kenobi show, they're all like adding much more shit that happened in these 20 years.
Right. Well, which is fine. The Ahsoka and Mandalorian take place after the original
but
trilogy.
Even Obi-Wan, they were hunting down Jedis.
Right.
Like, there's bounties out there. It's not like they just stopped being something.
Right.
And then at the beginning of The New Hope, they're like, ooh, Jedis. What are these? I mean, listen,
it's the exposition is required when you're, and that's the first movie. So you got to explain. So,
no, that's why this is why the first three are perfect.
Right.
The original three.
And, yeah. And the original three. And then he wrote himself into a corner.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to tell the story of Anakin Skywalker, and I mean, I can't blame him.
It's a great story. It should have been a great story. Let's say it is a great story told poorly.
Yes, that I will agree with.
And the political intrigue is cool.
Yeah, it's actually really like, you know, he Palpatine starts the war. He's literally running both sides.
But you know, and you know what, cool. Political would work in Star Wars, because look at Andor, fantastic show.
Yeah, and that's all political intrigue and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Andor is fantastic.
And then what happened to Andor?
Well, we're getting season two next year.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then
isn't Andor the one that blew up?
No, that's Alderaan. No. Andor is a character, but Andor does die in Rogue One, so we know he's dead.
Oh, yeah. Andor is Diego Luna, right?
That's right. Yes.
Got it. And
Endor is the moon.
And Endor is the moon. That's right.
And then Jimmy Smith gets blown up, and that's probably the worst part of this whole movie.
Yeah.
Is seeing him and knowing you die soon. But that's Rogue One. Okay. Hey, Gabe. Do you want to talk sports?
Yes.
You don't want to talk Star Wars? Are you not a Star Wars guy?
Not really. I mean, I'll watch it, but I'm not like...
He's not me.
You know,
he's not Chris Taylor Hard.
Doesn't give me a boner, that's for sure.
Listen.
Definitely keeps it nice and floppy.
Have you seen Princess Leia in that gold bikini? That's all I'm saying.
I mean, it's a classic look, yeah.
It is a classic look.
See? Great fucking movie.
It is a good movie. I don't disagree with you at all.
Like, every part of that is like, oh, this part, oh, mm-hmm. this part, oh, this part. Every mm-hmm. cool part you think of from Star Wars is in Return of the Jedi.
And that sad moment when you see that Ewok.
Oh, man. Gets me every time. Every time he shakes his buddy, he doesn't get up, and he's like, "Oh, yeah." Just the way he's like, so like sad.
I'm having a like a physical reaction just thinking of that. I'm sad. What a tragic, tragic part. Speaking of tragic, hey Gabe.
Hi.
You're on the podcast.
Tragic, that's for sure.
Yeah, Tyler can't be. But I have two soccer questions and a CFL question. So I thought we needed someone soccery and sort of CFL-y. Although you guys are CFL-y. Yeah. So thank you.
I got to get drunk. That's about it.
And we are all going, right? September 30th.
Scott's sporting day.
Photos of Chris.
Oh God!
Are you looking at him directly, or are you looking that direction? Because it looked like you were looking at him.
It did look like it.
It looked like it. I don't think you did. I did a second look after. I was like, "Did he see me?"
Why don't you guys say hi to each other? You know each other.
We do.
I waved a couple times.
Yeah,
seen each other a couple times.
He's taking creepy photos of each other from a couple.
It's okay
down
to stalk
below.
Each other.
Chris, no one looks good from that angle.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's nothing to do with you. No one looks good from that angle. Well, do we want to jump right into sports? Because we were a little bit late.
Let's do it.
Ow. Well, Gabe, we'll start with hockey. So our Scotch sporting rundown, five topics, one question per topic, 1 minute on the clock for all of you, except we always go over. And I just want to ask Gabe, before we dive into this, did you adjust the document at all?
No, I didn't touch it.
Okay, good. Because I sent Gabe.
I couldn't do it from the link.
Phew. I sent Gabe the doc, and he said, oh no, it's Google Docs. I said, what do you mean? Can you not open it? And he said, I'm going to write poop all over everything. So thank God he didn't access it. So are you telling me you didn't click on any of the links and you've done no research?
Zero.
great.
Just like the rest of us.
Just like everybody except Mark, who just absorbs everything for sports. Okay, so this is for Mark. Sheldon Keefe was announced a 2-year extension today. This was going, so he's good until 2026 because he was good until the end of this year. My question, Mark, is very simple, and everyone else, please feel free to chime in. Why now? And is this a sign of faith in Sheldon Keefe, or this is a, we want you to coach to the best of your abilities and not worry that you're going to get shit canned at the end of the year?
A little bit of both. Yeah, he's still get fired. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to extend because you don't want him going to his last season without a contract, because then no one wants a lame duck coach, right?
Because then he's Philip Seymour Hoffman in Moneyball.
Exactly. And I think the players actually like him, and that's why they did re-sign him.
He's not mean.
Yeah,
they like him, but do they listen to him?
They must, because if Matthews, he re-signed for 4 years. And I would think Keith staying on as coach was part of the reason why he was staying as well.
Yeah.
And so why is this announcement now? What did True Living see from when he joined 2 or 3 months ago to now that was like, okay, extension?
Maybe he just did his like final round of interviews with the players and got a consensus.
And he
joined the team just before the draft.
So we've always talked about Washington and how all of these players they had and they just needed Barry Trotz.
Yeah.
So the Leafs are, they have arguably a similar level of talent, although they don't have a generational talent of Ovechkin.
Matthews is generational. He has the same amount of goals as Ovechkin does in the same amount of games.
I would say he's generational. I would say Ovechkin might have a bit of an edge.
There's no McDavid.
No edge. They're literally at the same point in their careers.
Oh, man.
Are they not?
All right.
He's got an MVP.
Yeah.
He's got a Mark Richard.
Okay. I mean, you're not wrong.
Chris, there's no arguing with this.
I'm aware.
You have to just let this go.
I'm just saying.
Those are the stats and the facts.
I understand.
No. Shh.
Okay. Sorry.
You have to let this one go because you're not going to win. I've done this before.
I know.
The stats are there in regular season.
Hold on. I'm going to back Mark up on this one.
Because okay.
Ovechkin in the playoffs before
was just,
he disappeared too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll backtrack.
Yeah. No, don't. Gabe, no. I'm going to dive on this grenade for you.
I don't know. Like,
so
if
let's
he was on
say,
any other team besides the Leafs, because there's obviously a Leafs bias, people would consider
him. Oh, is there?
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh. I thought everybody loved the Leafs. They're America's
team. Let's
say
Washington Capitals, the team a couple years before they won the Stanley Cup, and the Leafs are on the same track.
You can make the comparison, or you can make the comparison with Colorado with John Herdman. He'd been there for, it's not John Herdman, that's the TFC coach.
Yes, John Herdman. We're going soccer now.
John Bednar.
We'll get there. Do we want to just jump ahead?
Yeah, we'll get there later. Yeah. But no, Colorado, I think, it was with John Bednar for, 8 years before they finally won the cup. And same with Tampa with John Cooper.
Yeah, so, well, that was going to be my question, but I guess you answered it. We always point to Washington of like, but for the players, don't break up the core. Yeah. They're this close. Don't break up the core. All they had to do is bring in Barry Trotz.
And Colorado and Tampa were the same thing, you know?
But they didn't shake up the coach.
No, they didn't shake up the coach.
And do you agree with the Leafs doing that method versus Washington of we got to change the coach, we're this close?
Well, there's no coach out there that's on Barry Trotz level. So you go with what the players want to keep. And he's had successful regular seasons. Just like Bednar and Cooper. Maybe he'll eventually figure it out.
Chris, no. I see your lips.
I got nothing. Listen, the people they've added, the grit they've added, it's only going to help. Fucking hate it, but it's only going to help.
Getting Bertuzzi was a steal.
Bertuzzi, Domi, Reeves, like these guys are grit. These guys are sandpaper.
Is that about Bertuzzi?
No. All of them.
I'm upset. Anyone would let him go. That's crazy.
I know. Well, they had their stupid cap and stupid Bergeron should have stupid retired earlier. Moving on to the dumpster fire that is the Anaheim Angels. And I am so sorry, Dave, if and when he listened back to this, who is out of town. He's just like, you can't phase him with anything. I feel like maybe it's Chris with the Sharks. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
When we were all back and forth about the news. So the Anaheim Angels dropped, I'm trying to get the full list of players, all of their deadline pickups.
Essentially.
Lucas Giolito, Ronaldo Lopez, Randall Grichuk, former Blue Jay, as well as Hunter Renfro and Matt Moore.
Yep.
This has just not been done. You'll
don't
see
forget,
a couple
they gave
of drop
prospects to get those players too.
Yeah. You'll see a couple of drops like today or yesterday with the Yankees dropping Josh Donaldson. Like, this is the time where guys go on waivers that aren't going to make the team. But yeah, this is they traded people. They traded prospects to get these guys.
And then they won today.
And then
didn't Renfro hit a home run?
Let's find out.
I thought I saw that Renfro hit a home run.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. On waivers, cranks one. Someone
grabbed
me.
For his new team. Yeah. Yeah.
So they tried to go all in, and then
they did go all in, and it backfired in the face spectacularly.
But did it? So two questions then. One, did it backfire because of the injuries? And like, who the fuck can say anything wrong about that? And second, how is this affecting Shohei Ohtani coming back to the Angels next year?
He's gone. There's no way.
Bam.
He's gone.
The only downside to Ohtani is that he probably lost $100 million because he can't pitch next year if he goes with Tommy John surgery.
Right.
Is he able to hit after Tommy John surgery?
Yeah, he's still hitting right now.
Isn't this his second one? Wasn't he hurt when he first joined?
Yeah.
When he first joined, he didn't pitch that first year. And that was the only time the Angels were close to winning record. They were 80-82 that year.
Crazy. Yeah. And they're like, see, when he can pitch, we're going to be great.
No.
So do you think this, like, if, let's say they stayed healthy, are they making
the
playoffs?
If they stayed healthy, on paper, they are a good team. On paper, with a healthy team. Absolutely. But that's why we play the games.
So I'm not knocking this decision then. Is anyone knocking this mass exodus of players?
Because, like, well, we've seen this for the last 4 years, that the players that they had were injury prone.
Yeah.
Trout's injury prone every year.
Does anyone see Ohtani re-signing with the Angels then?
No.
No.
So I just wanted to read it a bit from Deadspin because I really love this. In the old days, some of these players may have been subject to waiver wire trades, but it's not a mechanism anymore. And while it certainly makes the Angels more of a laughingstock than they already were, it's quite a look to try and dump all of the ballast by the side of the road just a month after getting all of it. The cynical side of it makes less than a chuckle. The Angels are hoping that all of these guys are claimed, which within a month's relief of their salaries would get the Angels under the luxury tax threshold while trying to save face by yelling, "You're free now," as they push the players out of the car. There are draft pick concerns as if the Angels, because if the Angels do get under the tax, their pick will remain the second round instead of dropping to the fourth.
Wow.
But anyone who cares about this in the MLB draft is a danger to society. If Angels' fortunes only hinged on that slight improvement of a draft position, they will need far more than that. So I think they just said, there's no fucking chance we're winning. There's no fucking chance we might even make it to the playoffs. Let's at least get under the luxury tax.
But think of what they could have got for Shohei. Think of what they could have got. Because he wasn't hurt then.
Right?
He wasn't hurt.
He was still pitching.
They could have got the fucking farm for him.
Because let's say with them healthy, they would make the playoffs. I don't think there was a world where they would win the World Series.
Right.
This year. Even with everybody healthy. But playoffs for sure. So, yeah, I agree. Like, if you're not all in, just trade him and get all of the shit. And so they've mortgaged the farm. Ugh, Okay, Gabe.
So one little fun stat for you guys before we leave Shohei. So of his career runs, 426, I believe, is the number. Yeah, 426. The amount of times people drove him in, the most was himself at 171.
Mm-hmm.
Second most is Jared Walsh at 25.
Wow.
25.
Oh.
Trout's only driven him in 17 times.
Well, does he hit after Trout?
When they're healthy, yeah.
So, well, that's why.
Yeah. No. Shohei hits after Trout.
That's what I'm saying.
No, sorry. Shohei hits before Trout. Shohei okay. hits second, Trout hits third in the lineup.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's just that Trout's...
No, I got it.
I think they've only played like a total of 53 games together.
Wow.
It's a very small number.
So Shohei for sure is having Tommy John.
Yeah.
He should. If he wants to pitch again.
And he more than likely is not pitching at all next year. So he's a bat he and slash. He won't be
pitching next year, yeah.
Messy free kick coming up.
We all used to shit on, or at least I did, used to shit on Steven Strasburg and how the Nationals handled him. Of like pulling him from starts, really resting him. He's still pitching and they've won a World Series.
No, he retired. Just like a...
Not according to Wikipedia.
He announced his retirement like really like recently. I want to say like last week.
Oh, fun.
Well, yeah, at least he got a World Series out of it.
Yeah, anyways, well, he's 30. If he's... be retired. Cool. 2 days ago. That's fun.
Yeah.
At 35, which I know, Chris, was a very long time ago for you.
Fuck you. God damn. Oh, you're muted or something. Or we can't hear you, so that's what you get for calling me old.
That was the karma.
Someone must be using a microwave at her house. Nope.
No.
Still nothing.
So, fun fact, Messi has 5 goals scored from outside of the box. No other team has more than 2 in the MLS.
No other team. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. He's like an adult playing with children.
Yeah, with kids. He is, literally.
Yeah.
Which is why it's frustrating that it's still a 0-0 game. It what the hell?
So, while she's figuring this out, still can't hear you. Like, this is a must-win game for Miami, in my opinion. Because, like, they got to win 6 or 7 of the next 11 games to have a chance of sniffing playoffs.
Yeah.
And they're going to be missing him for at least 2 or 3 games because of the international
break, yeah.
Which sucks. But, yeah. Anyways.
Uh-oh. National. Dangerous attack. Everything's blacked out. I'm scared.
Oh, there she goes.
Just try reconnecting that. Maybe that'll do it.
That'll do it.
No.
Oh.
What did you press?
She must have hit like the mute button at the bottom or something.
Are we still getting video but no audio?
Well, the video comes in separate. The video is separate. Audio is through Discord because your little thing's not even lighting up in Discord. So
yeah,
check your Discord. Did it switch?
Yeah, did it switch inputs?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes trouble.
The light's not on.
Oh, that. Yeah, that could. I can do it.
Is it a USB powered that microphone?
Yeah.
Oh. Something's happening.
There's some life.
Is the volume set to 0 on the microphone?
How about now?
There we go.
There you go. Hey.
Wow. And just
like
that.
Zero?
No. Well, so I had just been fiddling with it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you couldn't hear me, I had touched nothing. I had done nothing. The mic just died.
Right.
A likely story.
Because you made fun of Chris.
Yeah.
And it does not
karma.
Like
yeah.
It's karma for the old joke.
So when I pulled it out. When I pulled it out and plugged it back in, that's when it had turned down because I had been fiddling with it.
Always the trick is to take it out and put it all the way back in.
Mm-hmm.
Always the trick. Okay. Where were we with Docker? I could hear you guys the whole time. I know you could see me the whole time. So
we were just talking.
Dave, we're looking at you.
Hmm.
Did he score?
No, he hit the wall. And now Nashville's about to have a free kick as well outside the box.
Chris, your son's here.
Yeah, he's here.
They hit the wall too.
Yeah. Does he have anything to tell us?
Do you have anything to tell us?
Hope you. I hope you guys enjoy tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
I hope you enjoy tomorrow.
What comes out tomorrow?
Well, Starfield comes out for him.
Yeah. No, that's on Friday, isn't it? Super
special boy. Comes out tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Oh, it's 8 p.m.
Oh, I thought he said Garfield.
No, like, okay. Starfield. I got the controller.
What's Starfield?
Oh.
It's you know Skyrim?
Yes, I know Skyrim.
It's Skyrim in space.
Never heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Is it Bethesda?
It is. Oh, but don't get too excited.
Yeah.
Because it's Xbox only. Xbox and PC only.
Oh, fuck you.
And Xbox is locked at 30 frames per second for some reason.
For free.
Consoles.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Consoles.
Okay. If you want to buy and store a gaming computer for me, by all means.
You're sitting
but for now,
good desk where you could store one.
Yeah.
And look, I have a gamer. Hold
you
on.
Have a gamer chair, yeah. You're easy. Ready to go.
You're halfway there.
And well, did you get those pink headphones too?
And then get you on Twitch. You're good to go.
First of all.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Many things. First of all, I would love to be on Twitch because I'm fucking hilarious.
You are hilarious.
People would love to watch me die constantly at Fortnite because I get too high.
Mm. People would watch
it would be
you
better
for
on YouTube,
sure.
Though? Is it YouTube better now, or is it still Twitch?
Kick, go on Kick.
Okay.
For right now, go on Kick.
Can I be a hot tub girl and just get men to pay to write things on my arms? Uh-huh. I'll do that.
It's body painting now.
Yeah.
You're behind the times.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Like, it's like we've all had this conversation before. What I'm willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like up to that sexual line, it really has no limits for money. Right. You want me to paint my face? Sure,
no,
that's fine.
It's not just your face.
Yeah, it's the whole.
Okay. Yeah.
It's okay. Literally girls with pasties painting themselves.
Great.
Full tittage.
Great.
No nipple though. So.
No, but sounded so disappointed.
I'm out. Sorry.
No. What is it?
Without the nipple.
Without
naked
the
Barbies
nipple.
Never did it for me when I was young.
I'm because they always censor the nipple, right?
Of course.
The nipple is the thing
that's
that
the
apparently
thing. That's
makes
the bad
them
thing.
Sexual.
Free it.
Or according to my child, that's where poo comes from.
Oh,
yeah. Sure.
I was sitting, and we were having a snuggle before bed, and he pulls down my shirt. I wasn't wearing anything particularly low cut, perhaps very similar to what I'm wearing now. I think the white version of this. Pulled it out. Reached in, felt around, and went, mummy poo, mummy pancake poo, because that's what we call it when he sits in it and it squishes.
Yeah.
And then he pulled his hands out and went, no, just farts.
That kid's going places.
So then I had to explain to him, I understand it looks very similar from a certain angle. That's not my butt. I don't poo from my boobs. Okay. Wow. Not a lot of time left. Surprise. Soccer, Canadian, shit show. Gabe, this is why we have you. Thanks for sitting around for the last 40 minutes while we just get into horse shit. So John Herdman has stepped down as head coach of Soccer Canada. And as of October 1st, will be joining the TFC as their head coach. A bit of a Berenstain Bears situation for me. And I was pretty sure he had already been the head coach. That's not the case.
I think Greg Vanney.
Yeah.
They look, there's so, like, to me, I'm like, oh, he's going back. That's great. Cause, and then when he joined as head coach of Team Canada, I was like, oh, great, the TFC coach.
No, it was Vanney and then Bradley. And, but,
anyways,
I think it's a big statement piece considering they're supposed to be I loosely say Canada's hosting the next World Cup. It's
okay. Well, hold on. Stop talking. Stop talking. Stop talking. Stop talking. Stop talking. You don't get free time when we have so little left. Let us start the clock. My question for you, Gabe, is...
I don't even see this clock. Where is this clock?
Are you not looking at Chris's screen?
Chris hasn't put up the clock.
Yeah, this clock.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, Herdman is joining TFC as their head coach. He is stepping down from Team Canada after getting the men's national team to a World Cup, coaching a very successful women's Team Canada. What the fuck happened? Because how on earth are you turning down an opportunity to coach your country's team on home soil, Gabe?
He just doesn't want to deal with the bullshit, I think, of Soccer Canada and all the crap that they've been doing. And maybe the Messi effect. It's like, hey, I can go join a league and meet Messi. I don't know.
Get him to sign a jersey for me.
Yeah, you can sign a jersey. My kid will have fun. It'll be awesome.
Is there anything, any argument to know he genuinely wanted to join the TFC? He genuinely wanted to be their head coach? Or is it, oh, he saw that sinking ship and got the fuck off?
I don't think the men's team is a sinking ship. I think the actual organization.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Just to be clear on that.
Like, but there's no argument that TFC just rocked up to his door and was like, here's this incredible offer you can't say no to.
Yeah.
You think this is all because of Soccer Canada is just a shit show.
Yeah. And he might go public with it after October 1st. We never know. Right. He's probably not able to say much now. It's just like, hey, I'm out. Let things settle. Hey, I'm starting here. By the way, I left because of this.
It's so shitty. I feel so awful for the players with so much uncertainty and so much, like, we're 4 years away from hosting the World Cup and...
No financial backing whatsoever.
Zero. Yeah. I think I had read somewhere that the men were still unpaid for some games.
Wow. And
obviously, the women were likely not paid.
I think it was for the World Cup that Olivia Chow was basically looking into how to get out of it.
Really?
Oh, really?
Like, what do we have to do to get to Toronto to not host this?
Send it to Hamilton. We'll host a game.
But I think they'd already signed the paperwork. Yeah. It was one of her first things of like, oh, God, what do I do?
Which is idiotic because that's honestly going to bring a ton of money, especially if you get... like a Brazil in their group, you get a fucking England in that group, an Italy, a Portugal, like one of those teams in that group, and they are going to fucking make so much money in that city that they won't even know what to do with it.
Businesses, that city, why you lived, it's the city you called home up until...
Doesn't live there anymore.
3 years ago.
No, I left that dumpster fire.
It's your turn, Tay. It's your turn.
Guys,
we could do this in person.
No,
us. We could do this in person.
Yeah,
it is on our list. I don't know if truly, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, if there is a city higher than Hamilton that we would move if we moved out of Toronto. But we are still like, Dave is back with this job. He's 3 days a week in the office.
Yeah, you don't want to commute.
I'm in the office, and right now where I work is a 15-minute walk from my house.
Right.
But those
It's season 3 on the horizon, guys, 3 or 4 of the people we've cast so far are Oakville, Burlington area.
There you go.
So I will at least be near you guys for a whole bunch of next season. Speaking of soccer... and incredibly sexist men, Gabe, this is why we have you again.
Yeah.
We didn't talk
the soccer or the incredibly sexist?
Both.
Gotcha.
You've heard him. You've heard him talk, not on this podcast, but in real life. So the Spanish president, I don't think we've talked about this since it happened.
Nope.
So Spain won the Women's World Cup, really exciting, but completely, sorry, England, completely overshadowing it is the president of Spain soccer scooping up. I don't have her name in front of me and I feel terrible. She lifted him. He planted a kiss on her face. And then she has come out to say that was completely unconsensual.
Yep.
I did not ask for this. And it just like... so many thoughts as a woman of like, yeah, like the amount of shit that we deal with like that just, I wouldn't even think twice about it. And now you're able to pause and be like, ah, that's wrong. I did not want this. But we deal, like, it's so triggering as a woman because we deal with this all the time. I probably, honestly, if this had happened to me, I wouldn't say anything because I wouldn't even think anything was wrong.
Right.
But no one is as dramatic. So they win the World Cup, scoops her up, kisses her. This has completely overshadowed it because Spanish soccer has said, oh no, this guy didn't lie. We stand by him.
We all saw it. There's a video of it.
All saw it. All of the players.
Live. Well, I saw that.
Right.
Yeah.
All of the players are saying, yes, it happened. Every other player is saying, we will not play for our nation if this guy is still the president. And the Spanish soccer wants to start an investigation against the player. Hermoso.
Absolutely crazy.
Hermoso. I wanted to get her a name right.
Investigate what on her?
For lying, like making up the story. Jenny Hermoso, she said it was not consensual. Their Spanish soccer wants to open an investigation against her because they say she's lying.
Unless there's some sort of secret affair happening behind the scenes that nobody knows about, then I don't see what they can investigate on her. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Can be as dramatic quite as a European. And I mean, there's a very specific area of Europe. Italy, you're in it. Greece, you're in it. Spain, you're in it. Portugal, you're in it. Kind of southern middle of Europe. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about. Germany's out of it for some reason, I would say, in Austria.
Yeah, they're kind of like
northern-ish.
Yeah. No, but they're like even keel, right? They're very even keeled.
Some of France, but like that lower middle of Europe. You guys are very dramatic. So, soccer, the president's mom is now on a hunger strike. Rubalai's mother, Angela Behar, told the state news that she will remain on a hunger strike night and day at a church in southern Spain until what she calls the inhumane hounding of her son ends. Speaking outside the church in the southern town of Montreal, his cousin joined his mother in calling for the player to tell the truth. My question for you, gentlemen, and I ask you as three people with penises attached to you, how is this going to end?
Oh, I mean, if it was here, it would be one thing, but in Spain...
Canceled. He would have been canceled here.
Yeah, he'd already be gone. This would all be over.
Yeah.
In Spain, who knows? And a hunger strike.
0-0. Sorry.
It ended 0-0?
Yeah. Boo.
I don't know. I think, well, I don't think she's playing again. That's for sure.
Is he being booted as president? Gabe, what's happening?
Who knows? Like,
they've gone this far?
I have no idea. Yeah. It went from.
No one knows, but I'm asking. You to predict it.
It sounds like this guy might just walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's getting away with it.
And absolutely. I think that's what's going to happen. But
will he stay president? Mark, you same?
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless FIFA gets involved, but
even then they're corrupt.
Someone will give them
FIFA
money.
FIFA get involved? I thought they had suspended him. Okay, next, while we have you, Gabe, Edmonton Elk ended their at-home losing streak against your Hamilton Ticats, and I am so sorry for that. Wasn't it?
No. They got their first win of the year.
They got their first win against us.
They broke their home losing streak against Ottawa.
Ottawa.
And helped us in doing
sorry.
So.
Yeah.
So sorry, but they did beat you.
The result of that is they now have technically a winning streak. Who knew? Who would have thought?
Two, yeah.
Two is a streak.
That's a streak.
It's more winning streaks than we've had this season.
True.
Well, I wanted to put this on the list with my question because I was like, what the fuck, this article? It's with the Elk finally winning
a home game.
What are their playoff chances? And it was like, well, it's obviously none.
It's the CFL.
They have a chance to make the playoffs because it's the stupid CFL.
What? Wait a minute. And the thing, I don't like you saying stupid.
Well, they still have eight
games.
You
know how I feel about the CFL.
They got lots of time left, lots of games left.
If they win out, they're in, baby.
Win and you're in.
You know I love the CFL.
Also, you're...
So I just let us renew our... Can you hear? And yeah, I know you can't see. Great, great, good. So the odds to win the 2023 Grey Cup, we have the Argonauts, then the Blue Bombers, then the Lions, then the Alouettes, then the Rough Riders, then the you're not totally out of it. Then the Stamps, that's depressing. Red Blacks, then the Elves. So gentlemen, I'm asking you, as I probably will for the next 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just learned that Discord had a...
Are the Hamilton Ticats? Oh, wow. Gabe and I are now in a Discord chat. Well, we always were, but our friend just added one of those AI drawing bots.
Yeah.
So many tits.
It immediately goes to boobs. Like, instantly.
Not dogs?
Instantly. Amazing. Boobs. I tried with dongs. My friend had to adjust and install a different bot so I could get penises. Okay. Is Hamilton making the playoffs?
The playoffs, yes.
1 minute on the clock. We are starting with Chris Taylor. So are they making the playoffs? And if yes, how far are they getting?
They are making the playoffs. They will make the East final, but lose to the Argos, which I hate.
Gary.
Playoffs, yes. I think they could beat the Argos if still a lot of time left.
And Chad Kelly gets
on
hurt.
What planet? Okay. Yeah, Chad Kelly needs to die.
They did it once 2 years ago in Toronto.
And?
But
so are they making the cup then?
I mean, it would be nice because I would like to not sell my ticket this year.
Okay, Mark, you?
Of the same ilk as Chris, actually. But I'm as hopeful as Gabe.
There you go. My dream scenario, actually, is that Hamilton crosses over to the West and goes through the West, and then it's Hamilton-Toronto for the Grey Cup at home. That would be the best fucking Grey Cup of all. Because it would be like Labor Day on steroids.
Yeah.
Because Labor Day is nuts.
You're listening. Get the script done.
What would have that? I didn't know.
And
that
you know,
was possible
you know
to
what?
The most, the other way.
Yeah, you can cross over either way. So as long as you're higher than their third place team. Yeah, it's never happened.
My third year.
Because the East is terrible and the West is amazing.
Well, this year it's not. This year it's parity. This year, everybody, Winnipeg and Toronto are good, and everybody else kind of sucks.
If this situation of Hamilton and Toronto should happen, mm-hmm. I need you to know that still no one is going to care.
Well, people in Hamilton will care.
Yeah.
No one in Toronto is going to care. And
no,
that's
perfect. I know what's happening.
Hang on. Now, it's not a lot, but the attendance at Argos games is up like 14% this year.
Are they still only filling one side of the stadium?
They do the one side full, and then the other side they do just the bottom section.
Bottom. Oof, lame.
My plan is season tickets for me and Rowan next year.
Do it. Good.
If you got $50, you can do it.
I think it was like, we looked it up last time, I think. It was like, it's not a ton of money.
No.
I was expecting, I think it might be under $500.
It should be.
Wow, I'm like for 270 season, for a season.
$270?
Pretty sure, yeah. I can double check.
For season tickets.
Yeah.
Well, no, his would be more. Ours are less than that. Ours are like
260 something, isn't it?
No, I think we're
categorized the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're the same color zone.
Okay. $260.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Per seat.
For season tickets.
Per seat, yeah.
Including playoffs.
Including playoffs, that's right.
Yeah, playoffs is thrown right in there. Minus Grey Cup, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Holy, everyone listening to this podcast.
Go get season tickets. It's reasonable.
What the fuck are you doing?
Fun fact, if your electronic ticket doesn't scan properly, you can put it up for sale after you've walked through the gates and watch the game for free, as I've done twice now this year.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah, that his name is Gabe Halinchuk.
Or you be that
Ontario.
Or you be that guy out on the chair.
Yeah. It just sits,
loser.
Just watches the game on the big screen.
Just go home and watch it at home, dude.
No, then you're there.
He's probably just hanging out waiting for like the free giveaway at the end. Like the ginger ale chips. The chips
and the energy drinks.
Yeah. That's what he's there for.
But yes, go get season tickets. They're cheap. Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, Montreal. Go get your tickets, guys. It's cheap. It's a good night out.
You could take you and a date to one Blue Jays game in really good seats.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could get season tickets to professional football.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's entertaining football. Like, people have this thing like, oh, it's not the NFL, blah, blah, blah. It's still good football.
I says to Dave.
Yeah.
And I'm going to says it on this podcast, as I've probably says before. You can't, it's a different game.
Yeah.
It's like softball versus baseball. Like, it's a different game
sport. Yeah.
Within the same genre.
Yeah.
Football being the base. And then you have NFL football, and then you have CFL football. And then you have Aussie rules football and Celtic football. It's a different game. You can't compare it. Like, it's almost annoying. It's so similar. Okay, we have no time to do our deep dive, so we're going to do it very quickly.
All right.
In the next, like, 5 minutes. So Blue Jays playoff chances, guys. All I ever ask is to have meaningful baseball on my birthday. So meaningful baseball is it just, I have to give a shit about the Blue Jays game on my birthday. It was a very, very, very long time where they were already out of it. Yeah. I would say the first year was the year that they made the playoffs for the first time in 2015.
And since then, it's been pretty good. Like, 16, we made it. 17, 18, I don't think.
No,
we didn't.
It's been close,
right? But like, yeah, but we were there. We were in the hunt. So
my birthday is September 4th,
mm-hmm.
and I spent from the day I became a baseball fan, let's say after the World Series, to 2015.
Yeah,
I didn't care about baseball on my birthday.
The bad years.
So I just like props to that.
Yeah,
let's take a look at where the Jays are in the wild card standings. They are 3.5 games back of a wild card. Ahead of them are Tampa Bay, Houston, and Texas. And let's just all pause and take a moment that we could be living in a world where the Yankees and the Red Sox will not be making the playoffs.
What I love about this year's American League East is it's literally like the standings are flipped upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like, hey, Toronto being in the middle always makes sense. But, like, Baltimore being first, like, they're never first.
Baltimore, Tampa, and maybe Toronto.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's awesome.
Crazy.
And the Yankees have a losing record.
And yeah, let's be happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at the Blue Jays' remaining schedule, Chris. I don't know if you can toggle over quickly enough.
Yep.
Wow.
I got it all. I'm ready to go, man.
September 1st, they're facing the Rockies. They're facing the Athletics, the Royals. Then they face Texas.
Four against Texas. That's good to get back in it. That's what you need to look at it.
Exactly. And then they play.
You also need to win those games against those under 500 teams.
Yes, you need to win all six of those against Colorado and Oakland. Well,
and then what scares me is after September 14th in Texas, it's Boston, it's the Yankees.
It's all division games.
Those are the games that matter.
It's all division games. And they haven't played well against their division, although the Yankees and the Red Sox are below them, so they should win those games. The Blue Jays within their own division have always been so scary.
Yeah.
So last year they killed Boston. Yeah. Won almost every single game.
Oh, what a world this we could live in. So let's take a look at the schedule of those above him. Tampa plays Seattle, but otherwise Tampa has a pretty easy
go. They got Baltimore. They got four against Baltimore.
Maybe I meant Baltimore when I said Tampa.
Well, Seattle. They've got Seattle. They've got the Orioles. And then they got the Jays twice, so
they're not catching the Orioles of the race, so it doesn't matter.
Right. It's all about the West. It's all about these guys, the Astros.
Yeah, then we have the Houston Astros. They seem to have a very rough go of it. They play Texas, and then they play the Orioles, and then they play Seattle.
Yeah.
And then we have poor Seattle. I believe to me, also a very difficult schedule. They're playing the Reds, who are also in a bit of a hunt themselves. Tampa Bay, the Dodgers, who maybe would be resting players by then. And then Texas.
Yeah.
See, the hope is that you hope those three teams eat each other up.
Right.
And then
But we move on over to the Texas Rangers, who also face a bit of an uphill battle.
Yeah, they've got it tough, too.
Astros, Toronto, the Guardians, Seattle. So
the Jays series, September 11th, never forget, to the 14th.
So is Toronto in the better position? Because these four guys seem to be playing each other more than Toronto. So they could maybe take each other down as Toronto plays like fucking Oakland.
Yeah, let's hope. They just need They need to play well against Boston. They need to play well against the Yankees.
Win the games against those lower teams.
Yeah. And that's for sure.
Toronto Blue Jays October chances. Same with my Hamilton Ticats question for you, gentlemen. Any change of opinion, and please repeat it for the listeners who maybe thought today would be the first time they'd listen to this very podcast. Are the Toronto Blue Jays making the playoffs?
Yes.
100%. Already booking my tickets.
Yeah.
Happening.
Who's knocking out to make room for them?
Oh, I'm saying
Seattle and Texas will drop.
Seattle and Texas?
No, only one.
They only need one to drop.
I know.
Okay, so Seattle and Texas, and then Boston sneaking in?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Because Boston's like seven games back.
Oh, Seattle has the West. Texas,
yeah, but
for sure.
I mean, Seattle, Houston, they're toggling back and forth. So I think Texas is dropping out.
Leapfrog the Rangers for sure. Maybe the Astros.
Maybe.
Ideally, the Jays want to finish that sixth spot.
Right.
Because then you play the Central Division winner and avoid those high winning teams.
I was going to say, isn't that the Twins as a joke? And then it is.
It is the Twins.
Technically is, yeah. They have the thing, a seven game lead on the Indians or Guardians. Sorry.
Oh.
So the Twins are winning that division with the same record as someone that is very far, as seven games out of the wild card.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Minnesota's at 69 wins.
Nice. So if the Jays don't make the playoffs, or even if they do, I don't know if we see them winning. So we'll get to that later. I don't want to get too excited about the future. A lot of contracts on the pitchers. The pitching core that they have are expiring after next year.
Ugh.
Is next year the Hail Mary? Oh, after
next year. Okay.
So go to free agent. Click
a free
that
agent tab.
No. Move your little cursor lower.
Lower.
To the banner.
To the banner.
Where the headers are. Like if you were in Excel. Nope.
Up here.
Nope. Lower.
Okay.
See where it's the player, position, age, experience, type.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Free agent. Gotcha.
Okay.
Click it again.
Click the same free agent again.
There you go. Okay.
So here is everybody expiring in 2024. So we have them next year. It's Hyunjin Ryu, Matt Chapman, Brandon Belt, Kevin Kiermaier, Jordan Hicks. Who cares? Kikuchi,
and then that's it.
Mary
yeah, everybody's.
Field. But that's a good chunk of your pitching staff.
Right.
And people who have been good for you, and then the people who are expiring in 2025. Merrifield, Yimmy, who cares? Danny Jansen, Trevor Richards, who cares? Bo Bichette is the next year. Is 2024 going to be the Hail Mary? Is 2024 going to be the new 2015? And they go, oh, fuck, let's add everyone we need to and get her done before we lose people.
I'm telling you this right now. Kiermaier needs to stay. They need to figure that shit out. Kiermaier and my boy Brandon Belt.
What MVP. A gem.
MVP.
Oh, what about
you? Know what? Schneider, with that beard, though. Brendan Belt.
Oh, Schneider. Yeah.
Schneider, man, that kid is like, where did he come from? And that stash.
Does he make the playoff roster?
Absolutely.
You have to at this point.
Who drops then?
Espinal.
Yeah. Like, or Biggio.
Espinal or Biggio. I would get rid of Espinal before I got rid of Biggio. Okay, I think Biggio's better defensively as well as better at the plate.
I have one last question for you guys.
Yes.
That came up, and I meant to write it down, so I apologize for surprising you all. We were at a pool party with Jay's family on Saturday. We were talking shop about the Blue Jays. It was the Noah Syndergaard start versus the Blue Jays. So we were talking to his family about that trade, and do you remember, and those pieces. We are now almost 10 years away from that trade.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there were other pieces, but the Blue Jays got R.A. Dickey, and the Mets got top prospects, Noah Syndergaard and Travis d'Arnaud. Who do you think came out the winner in that trade?
Jays won that trade.
2023.
The Jays won that trade. They made two playoff series with Dickey.
Chris, same thing?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Gabe?
They made the playoffs with Dickey.
Yeah, I said the exact same thing, but the Dave's uncles were arguing against me, and I just wanted validation that I was not crazy.
You're
Are
not
they
crazy.
Also Angels fans?
No, Jays fans.
They didn't do anything with the Mets.
Yeah,
they didn't.
D'Arnaud had to go to Atlanta to win the World Series.
They didn't really do anything either, and Dickey was exactly what the Blue Jays needed. Like Dickey did exactly what they got him to do.
Yeah.
Well, any other sports news you guys wanted to talk about?
San Francisco 49ers, the worst ever trade up in draft history. Trading him for a mid-round pick. You traded three firsts to trade up to get him.
Yeah.
And you never gave him a fair shake. I know he got hurt. And
he's hurt the entire time.
I get it, but he never got a fair shake, and you get rid of him for a mid-round pick. It is the worst.
They had to see something
in the history
here's
of
the thing.
They saw
the
something
in training camp of sports.
He couldn't even beat Sam Darnold and Brandon Allen for QB job.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not. It's for me.
It's
not the trade. It's the we chose Sam Darnold over you.
And it's the worst trade up in the history of sports.
Mm-hmm.
In the history of all of sports.
It's going to go down there, depending on how he does, although he's going to do it for
I don't
not
see it that way,
Niners.
Because they still end up with Brock Purdy as their quarterback. It's not like
I'm not saying they're in a bad spot. I'm saying that trade
Trubisky trade is worse than what the Niners did.
Which one?
Mitch Trubisky. The Bears trade up from 3 to 2, give a first-round pick to move one spot to get Mitch Trubisky when they could have had Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes that same year.
Oh, no.
And they went with Mitch Trubisky. Traded up. They didn't have to. Niners weren't drafting a quarterback.
Right, but one first round.
No, there was one in
I'm just saying. It's the worst. And I know, Mark, you're a homer and you're going to defend it.
No, and the other thing is that those first round picks were going to be low picks anyways.
You need to clip this and put it in a dating profile because
but this is
whomever,
Mark's loyalty
whomever you love is going to be the most protected person and the most defended person on the planet because to look us all in the digital eye and defend the trade up to Trey Lance to just get rid of him is admirable and
even at the time of the pick it was literally going to be home run or bust because he didn't have a huge resume in college. He missed an entire year because of COVID. So they're banking on high upside.
So
and they missed. And it happens.
And listen, they're in a great spot. Brock Purdy is amazing. He's never lost a game. He still has not lost a game.
technically when he finished the game. Right. He got hurt.
Yeah, that we don't count that one because he wasn't throwing the ball.
Yeah, Mark, literally.
My draft is Sunday. Does our deal stand?
Absolutely. Always.
So I'll need that. I'll need that draft 8:30 on Sunday. I'll need that document.
Okay.
Mark gets 10% of my winnings.
You got to do 25, Mark. Come on.
No.
I should love it because she did win a championship that first year I did it.
TFC won? What?
I like to rub this in Dave's face. He's been in this league longer than I have. It's with his friends from college. They have slowly added wives and girlfriends. Dave has never won. And I took over a team that was in the toilet. And I took them to the playoffs. And then I won. And then playoffs. And then second place. And only a contended second place because that is the one I conceded. Because I didn't feel right cheering for... It was the DeMar Hamlin game.
Right.
Because everything was on that line. So whopper, whopper, whopper. That's where it's from. Cut in with that. Gabe has seen my child. Sing the Whopper song.
Amazing.
I love that Vogelbach has as his walk-up song. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
What a legend. Well, any other sports news, gentlemen? It's 10 o'clock. And
quickly, FIBA. Canada is doing very well.
Yeah.
Kelly O'Leary lost to Latvia and are out because of that.
Wait, who lost to Latvia? France?
France.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Très bien.
But of course, Americans haven't sent their best players, so.
Yeah, they're going to win. And that's fine. And we need to be okay with that. Because it's let NHL players back at the Olympics. It's going to be the same thing. And so, I can't knock it. Gentlemen, at Scotch Sporting, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that fun stuff. And thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a Rebel Press podcast. Visit rebelpress.com for more podcasts.